Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Berlinale. Today I'm honored to be in company of Agnieszka Holland, director of Pocot, which international title is Spore, and it's screening here at the Berlinale in competition. I read that the film is based on a book, so what did inspire you, so did you decide to make a film about it?
The book was written by a very famous Polish woman writer, who I'm following for many years, since she started to publish. And I always thought that her world, her universe, her sensibility is very attractive for me, and it would be great to make the movie, but never before her novel didn't have the structure which was possible to translate into the movies. And when I read this one, I thought, this will be probably easy to adapt. And it's something which is playful, which is like the thriller, but not really the thriller, which is like psychological drama, but really it's not, which is a bit the comedy. At least when making the movie, I can use all those genres and mix them together and make something unpredictable and something with the main character, which is very close to me because of the woman, because of the strong woman, willful woman, who is fighting for justice, who doesn't want to accept, to be voiceless, and who cares about weak and abandoned. So I thought that, maybe. But I didn't follow this thought. And after the friend of mine from Berlin, the producer, Polish-German producer, she loved this book, and she came with the idea that I can do it, and she contacted Olga, the writer, and we met together and started work together on that, which took quite a long time, because I thought that it would be easy. Olga thought that it would be hyper easy to write the script, and 2 years later, 17 drafts later, we've been not sure still if it works. Exactly because of this, I think, complication of the genres which we wanted to achieve. It was difficult to find the balance, to find the storytelling style which will allow to follow the main character and at the same time keep some suspense. And also, because there's a lot of messages in the film, and the main character is holding and expressing those messages about animal rights, about the justice and so on. And we didn't want to be too political on very first degree. So how to keep this message and her message, and in the same time not to be too descriptive or too obvious or propagandish.
Was that your intention to have the audience, and especially women, to identify with her? Is it something that you made me feel?
I did, I did, of course, and I know that it's morally ambiguous, but in the same time, it's what the movies and what the art is for, that you can, create the space of freedom when you can abandon the moralistic tools and you can just explore in provocative way what it means to pass the borders, what it means to go to some extremes. I'm not accepting the extremes in the real life or political life or the life, but I know that they exist, and that this kind of anger can be very constructive and can be very destructive, and the border between one and other is very, very thin and very difficult to detect. So, you can explore it on the movie. It's safe. It's safe space. But some people are reading it literary, and I had the accusation already from the Polish governmental journalist that I am deeply anti-Christian and promoting eco-terrorism.
I read that in press notes you wrote that Poland is no country for old women.
Well, I think that most countries are not countries for old women. Poland is special because Poland is a very Catholic, paternalistic country, with this strong, a strong macho point of view, and the women, the older women, are despised, except if they are the churchgoers or the caretaker of the grandchildren. And those are like two areas when, you know, society sees the reason for old woman to be. And you know, more and more women, because it's the process of the emancipation, they don't accept to be voiceless. They want, you know, they want to exist in professional life, in the political life, or just exist on, you know, and not hide in some kind of costume of the old woman, and then they can meet the aggression. It's quite aggressive, you know. The Polish society became quite aggressive, and this aggression goes against weaker, against minorities, against those who are different.
You worked a lot with USA and the Americans, so have you ever thought or considered doing this film with American actors in the US? Or is it something that you strongly wanted to set in Poland, not only for the book, but also to show the contradictions of your country?
Yeah, I don't know. It's always the most joyful and interesting to do the film, especially this kind of the film, which has contemporary setting and happens in particular place with a particular kind of people in your country. Of course, in my country, the film becomes immediately more relevant and more political, which we didn't know that it would be so much when we started. But in the meantime, it was the change of the government and also the change of the ideological priorities, or the ideology entered, you know, the public life and became very overpowering, you know, the all the life practically. So that we didn't expect it, but we felt maybe that it's coming. You know, we felt that this kind of this power, you know, of this power powerful, quite brutal, sure of themselves, men is coming. And America, and you know, frankly, the film is crazy, you know. This film is like, it's difficult to put to any box. And it will be not so easy to find the money in America to do the movie like that. Television is more courageous, I have to tell, but the cinema, no. Cinema is pretty conventional.
Have you ever thought about doing a TV series about this? Because I would really love to see her in more episodes, and you obviously know how to do it. We know you can.
No, I did it, you know. It took me as long that I don't feel that I have to spend more time in this place with this woman. But it was great doing it. No, I think that it's a film, because during the film you can keep the audience and surprise the audience all the time. In TV series, it had to have completely different way to build the suspense and all. So, yeah, but I think that it can be the inspiration for some TV series. I like TV series, especially miniseries. I like a lot.
Thank you, Agnieszka Holland, for being here with us and talking about Spore, screening at the 67th Berlinale in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.